This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The panel of lawmakers investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol last year is today hearing testimony about how former President Donald Trump pressured then-Vice President Mike Pence to keep Congress from certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had won the presidency. Pence was presiding over Congress as lawmakers were conducting the state-by-state count of Electoral College votes to verify Biden's victory when about 2,000 Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building to disrupt the proceeding. Trump had pressured Pence to reject the electoral count from states where Biden narrowly won and send those results back to the states, but Pence said he refused because he had no right to overturn the election. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Mike Pence won't be testifying at this afternoon's hearing, but he will be in the spotlight as the focus of the committee turns to former President Trump's attempts to persuade his vice president to somehow reject the electoral count and deliver him a second term. Select Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney.
The Select Committee will examine President Trump's relentless effort on January 6th and in the days beforehand to pressure Vice President Pence to refuse to count lawful electoral votes. As a federal judge has indicated, this likely violated two federal criminal statutes.
The committee is expected to hear from Greg Jacob, former counsel to Vice President Pence, and Pence's informal advisor, J. Michael Luttig, a retired judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals, who called the plan incorrect at every turn. The session is also expected to divulge new evidence about the dangers Pence faced that day as the mob stormed the Capitol. Jennifer King, Washington.
And you can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We'll be covering the congressional hearing all day today. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States announced Wednesday it's sending $1 billion more in military aid to Ukraine. It's Washington's 12th and biggest delivery yet of weaponry and equipment intended to confront Russia's slow but relentless advance on Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the aid includes $350 million worth of equipment coming directly from the U.S. military. Kirby said the United States has provided more than $914 million in humanitarian assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the invasion on February 24th. That includes an additional $225 million announced Wednesday by President Joe Biden. Biden said in a statement the new money will fund safe drinking water, critical medical supplies and health care, food, shelter and cash for families to purchase essential items. French President Emmanuel Macron says there are signs of war crimes in a Kyiv suburb following massacres by Russian forces. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
Macron spoke in the town of Irpin while on a visit with the German, Italian and Romanian leaders to show support for Ukraine. He denounced the barbarism of the attacks that devastated the town and praised the courage of residents of Irpin and other Kyiv region towns who held back Russian forces from attacking the capital. The four European leaders arrived early in Kyiv to the sound of air raid sirens as they made a high-profile show of collective European support for the Ukrainian people as they resist Russia's invasion. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Britain announced a new round of sanctions Thursday against Russia, targeting the head of Russian Orthodox Church for his prominent support for the war in Ukraine, as well as Russia's Children's Rights Commissioner, who Britain said is responsible for the forced transfer and adoption of hundreds of Ukrainian children into Russia. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said Patriarch Kirill, head of the Russian Orthodox Church, has repeatedly abused his position to justify the war. Those are her words. Kirill is a longtime ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. China rights activists are calling Michelle Bachelet's decision not to seek a second term as human rights chief of the UN a huge victory. Human rights activists have criticized Bachelet for failing to more forcefully criticize Beijing's forced incarceration of nearly 2 million Uyghurs in Xinjiang during her recent visit to China. And once again, our top story this hour, the panel of lawmakers investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol building last year is today hearing testimony about how former President Donald Trump pressured his then vice president to keep Congress from certifying the vote. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.